Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Josta Tack. The scripture is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10.
Today's devotion is titled, The Gift of Grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. For many of us, the concept of grace can be difficult to grasp. Mind-boggling at its core, it's with a giant question mark that we try to comprehend, how can I, a sinner that's been dead in my transgressions, possibly be afforded grace and deserve to be raised to life in Jesus Christ? I mean, how do we achieve such a feat? Do we have to pray hard and plead for grace? Do we have to impress God with our good works in order to experience His grace? Glory to God. The short answer is no. We do not have to work to earn God's grace. For grace is not from ourselves, but is a gift from God, and it has been at work in each of us since the beginning. From an early age, the echoes of the world indoctrinate us about the fruit of our labor. We are taught that respect is earned and money doesn't grow on trees. We are told we have to work hard to get good grades and to earn our spot on the team. We are shown we have to put in the extra hours to secure the job promotion. So how can it be that grace is freely given? Don't the echoes suggest that we have to put in work and earn favor in order to receive it? John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, believed that God's grace is a lifelong journey that begins at birth. To help further our understanding of the way of grace, John Wesley described it as three progressive stages and used an ever so helpful metaphor of a house to serve as an illustration of each. The first stage, prevenient grace, is the grace that goes before us as God meets us where we are and works in us before we know it. Picture this as the front porch of a house, an entryway into a life of grace that invites us to come further. The second stage, justifying grace, declares us saved and is the grace by which we are forgiven and reconciled to God. Picture this as the door into the house. We must open it and come inside if we truly are to experience and know the whole house. And the third stage, sanctifying grace, is the grace that empowers us for holy living and shapes us more and more into the likeness of Christ. Picture this as the interior of the house. We must learn to live and grow in the whole house. Today's scripture reading not only affirms that we are made alive in Christ despite our sinful nature, but it also answers the question, do I have to earn God's grace? Rather than leave us to climb a self-constructed ladder in order to earn His favor, God goes before us and with us, and His grace abounds. Covering us in prevenient grace and working in us from the beginning, God loves us first, and God pursues us. God's loving us first is evidenced in the words of Ephesians 2:8. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Grace, a gift given from God. It is not from myself. It is not earned. It is not based on works. It is available to all. God's grace is given freely to me, to you, to all of us. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, receiving your gift of grace is like a balm for my soul. You have pursued me from the beginning, and I want to bask in all that you have to offer. From the porch to the front door, lead me to the inside of your home and create in me a good work to wholeheartedly glorify and honor you. Mold me into the likeness of your Son, Jesus Christ, and perfect in me a genuine love for both you and for others. In hope and in faith, I accept your gift of grace, for I was born broken, and your grace is the glue. Father, Abba, I love you and I thank you. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.